Hello. Hello there, is it Robert? Yeah, it's a very terrible line at the moment, Robert. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Really struggling to hear you there, Robert. Can you hear me, pal?
Yeah. No.
You can hear me. I can't hear you currently at the moment, Robert. We are giving you a call in regards to the redress case you made an inquiry about. Now, the average refund for this type of thing at the moment, the average bit of compensation is around £4,000 to £5,000. We just need to get your case set up, of course, confirm some details with you, and then we'll have you on your way, Robert. Okay?
Yeah.
Yep. I am struggling to hear you. I'm going to ask you one question. Let's see if I can hear it when I ask you. So, Robert, could you just confirm for me your date of birth, please, pal? 16th of the... Is there any way you could go maybe outside or to a different location? Sorry, Robert. It's just you're sounding like a robot at the moment, you see. What I'll do, Robert, if it's best for yourself, because I can't hear you at the moment. I'll...
30 seconds. Let me get this on the phone.
Yeah. No worries, no problem.
Give me 30 seconds.
You want me to give you a call back, Robert? In 30 seconds?
What I'll do is, I'm not giving me 5G here.
Okay, no worries. So if you just send me a message, Robert, once... Yep.
I'll get number on this phone.
Yeah, tell you what, Robert, if you just message me the number on WhatsApp, and I'll give you a call on that number, okay?
I'm not certain if that's even
better. Yeah, I'll go for it.
Is that any better?
I know the signal, I can hear you perfectly now, Robert. I know the signal isn't very good in Scotland. I speak to a lot of Scottish people, they're always the same.
No, I'm actually more empty, mate.
Oh, you are? There you go.
Last week I was in Holland, Belgium, and then back on a boat and back over here.
Oh, lovely. Travelling the world.
All I did meant was drive. I was in Wales yesterday.
Travelling the world. Robert, could you just confirm your date of birth for me, please, pal?
1605-71.
That's much better. 1505-71, yeah?
16.
Okay, let's change that for you. Okay, and that's fine. And your telephone number, is it always best to get you on this one, Robert, when we're talking to you on now?
Yeah, get me on that one, mate.
Perfect. And, Robert, what is your current address and postcode?
61C.
Yep.
Thompson Avenue, WV23NA.
Let's do a search on that. Let's get you over.
Caravan 2. Say again?
Is it in Rough Hills?
Say again?
No, that's a different one, that. There's a different Thompson Avenue. Just give me a second, pal. Thompson Avenue, Wolverhampton. 61C, you said?
61C, Thompson Avenue.
Thompson
Avenue,
perfect.
It should be coming up soon.
Yeah, I've got Whiskey Victor 2, 3, November Alpha. That's right, isn't it? Yeah?
Yeah, Caravan.
Caravan, I'll have a note of that there, so... Caravan number 2. Perfect. Okay, and have you ever been known, Robert, by any other names apart from Robert Brown?
Robert, Peter, Ernest.
So are they your middle names, Peter and Ernest, yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect, I'll add them on for you. Have you ever changed your surname at all, Robert?
No, I haven't.
You have, no problem, pal.
I do on Facebook all the time, you know what I mean? He's running around.
Oh, yeah. No problem. To be fair, I'm the same. I don't have my proper name on Facebook. Mine's a bit different as well.
No, I have all sorts of it. Man McCann, Jack Jones, I have all sorts on it. You know what I mean? And people laugh at me.
A little bit of fun, though. I can't complain, really. Let's just add these details. So, 16th of the 5th, 71. Okay, Robert. And Robert, in regards to yourself there as well, could I just confirm your parents' names, your birth parents, if you know them?
My dad was Robert Brown, and me was
Wendy Brown.
Yeah, Wendy Brown.
Yep. And do you know where you lived prior to going in care? So where you was living before you got placed into care?
Yeah, I live in Haldobre in Annan, Scotland. Don't ask me the postcode.
Don't worry about that. But like, if I do ask any questions there and you don't know the answer to it, Robert, just let me know. Because, like I say, when we do a search for the local authorities anyway, it'll reveal all the information we need.
It was I live in Haldobre in Annan, Scotland.
Yeah, oh, perfect. Have you got any brothers or sisters?
Say again?
Any brothers or sisters, siblings?
Yeah, I've got a younger brother, my younger sister, and another sister that I have not spoken to in the last 6 years.
No problem. The only reason we asked that, basically, is when we look for your file, obviously, as you can imagine, you've got a very common name, Robert Brown, so there'll be a lot of people with that name, so it just narrows it down. So could you just confirm their first names for me, your brothers and sisters, pal?
Say again?
Could you just confirm the first names of your brothers and sisters for me?
My brother's Michael. Two sisters is Glenda and Paula.
Paula. Perfect. Like I say, we won't contact them or anything like that. It's just a case of, like I say, when we do a search with you, if we can confirm with the local authority, mum was called Wendy, dad was called Robert, and you've got brothers and sisters with different names, they'll be able to find you a lot quicker. When were you in care, Robert? How old was you when you was in care?
I was in care when I was 12 years old.
12 years. And do you know roughly how long you was in there for?
Until I was 16. Well, they couldn't keep me in there. I kept running away.
No, I bet. I bet, pal. Yeah. And what establishment were you actually in? What children's home was it, pal?
It was Closeburn Assessment Centre.
Assessment Centre. And do you know, in regards to your local authority, what local authority would you have been cared under?
That was Dumfries and Galloway, that was.
Dumfries and Galloway. No worries, pal. That's fine. Now, if
before I had my kids and I tried to get my files, because obviously they take notes and all that. Now, when I tried to get my files and all that, they said that they destroyed all the files. And I thought, that's another bollock size. You know what I mean?
No, definitely. They're not allowed to. You know, so that's definitely lies there, pal. Because like I say, we've had files back from the 1960s. Obviously, it does take a while because, as you got to understand, it wasn't all computers back then. It was like, like actual phones.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's why we didn't take much information.
That place had a school in it and took in all the shit, you know what I mean? You didn't get out. It felt like you was in a prison, you know what I mean? But it was an assessment centre.
Yeah.
But
no,
why an assessment centre? You know what I mean? I wasn't fucking a bad lad. I fucking tear away, you know what I mean? I'm fucking 55 now. You know what I mean? But when I try and ask the files and all that, before I have my kids, the files have been destroyed. What do you mean they've been destroyed? Not a chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's just a fob off, to be fair. But like I say, they can't tell you they're destroyed unless there was like a big fire in the well where they keep them, fair enough. But, that's not really the case. Robert, if something was to happen to you, Robert, in the next year, God forbid it does, who would you like to receive your money in your place? Who would you like your beneficiary to be, Robert?
No.
Sorry?
John Bagnell.
John Bagnell. How you spell Bagnell? Bagnell.
Yeah.
Yep, I'll write that down for you then, John Bagnell. Okay. So like I say, that'll only be if something was to happen to you or you weren't able to collect the money at a time, say, for example, in hospital or something like that. Other than that, we'll always contact yourself, and we'll only contact them as well if we need to. That's fine. Now, just a statement now. So what was the kind of things that took place in Closeburn Assessment Centre?
All sorts of shit.
Yeah. What was the... Was it like kind of like mental abuse? Was it physical? What kind of things was it?
Mental abuse, physical abuse.
Yep. Okay. And was he like training you, hitting you?
Abuse, hitting me, all that. I was only a child then, in life.
Oh, that's it. Definitely. Would they call you horrible names and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And did you ever neglect your food or anything along those lines?
Say again?
Did you ever neglect your food or anything?
No.
Hang on. Okay.
I was too clever for that, mate. I got on with the kitchen stuff. I could go in the kitchen anytime I wanted. I've done it.
At the end of the day, Bob, as you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know what I mean?
You'll get what you want.
I've been with a family now, like 20 years, and I get what I want, you know what I mean? If I don't want to do something, that's it. And it don't happen, you know what I mean? You don't know, you want to go breakfast, you ever go breakfast, you know, there you go, that's the job done. Spend half a day in a cafe, mate, you know?
That's it, Bob. That's fine. Okay, so Robert, there is two things we do need for a claim with yourself. Now, one of the things would be photo ID, so it can be a driving licence, a passport, or a bus, whichever you've got.
Lovely passport in his back pocket at the minute, mate. I don't go anywhere without it.
Perfect. It's a good thing you do, because we will need that, Robert. So all you need to do with that one is take a picture of your passport, of course, open it up, take a picture, and then we just need a letter. Now, the letter can be anything, Robert. It just needs to be dated in the last 3 months. That's it. So it can be NHS, it could be a DWP letter, tax letter. It could be a letter from your cousin in Jamaica, for example.
Can I send that to you through WhatsApp?
You can, that's what I was going to say. So that's the reason we use WhatsApp, because at the end of the day, with these claims, we're dealing with a lot of normally old-age pensioners. I know you're not too old, Robert, but we're dealing with people in the 80s, 90s. So we found they don't really, you know, they struggle with emails, but with WhatsApp, because they're always communicating with their friends and family on it, it's a lot easier for them. So that's why we do use it. So if you can, Robert, if you can take a picture for me of your passport.
I'll do that for you. That's not a problem.
That's perfect. Now, all the
address,
Robert, like I say,
I can do it through WhatsApp or obviously my messenger, or even I'll get my John Bangle to do it on it.
No, we're fine with you sending it via WhatsApp. That's not a problem at all, Robert. Send it via WhatsApp. Like I say, it's easier for us as well, to be fair. Now, Robert, I know you're out and about at the moment, so you probably won't have a letter on you. So when you get home, just take a picture of the letter. And then in a moment as well, Robert, you are going to receive a link. I'll send it on WhatsApp for you.
If you send me the link on WhatsApp and I can do it on that, that's not a problem.
That's what I'm going to do for you, Robert. Now, what it basically entails, Robert, is the three ways you can proceed with a redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself to a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, which is £2,000, is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Now, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, Robert, it would be under a private agreement. Now, what that agreement is, Robert, it's a no-win, no-fee agreement, and it's 16%. So if you're unsuccessful, Robert, absolutely no charge whatsoever. Only on a successful claim, it's 16%. Okay? Right. So 16% of whatever you get back. Now, like I say, with these claims, Robert, they are looking at anywhere between 8 to 12 months. We are going to aim to get it done a bit quicker for you, but like I say, it all really depends on how quick, obviously, we can determine using care for and such like that. But Robert, I'll send that over on WhatsApp in a moment after the call. Send your ID over as soon as you can and the letter, all right, Bob?
No, I'll send the passport over straight away to you. And then, obviously, when I get home in about a couple of hours, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Tell me about a few more sherbets, you know what I mean? Job done.
Yep. No, that's it, Bob. Like I say, definitely worth it. And we had clients getting upwards of £100,000 back. And that's just like mental abuse and things like that. You've had a bit of physical in there. So, like I say, you will do very well with this. And the success rate is great as well. We've not really had a person turned down yet. Now, just to confirm, Robert, you were born in 71. So, you were in there when you were 12. So, that's 1973. So, you were in there till about 77. Is that right?
Say again.
When you was in care, obviously, you were born in 71. You're born in 71. Yeah, so using that from 1983 to 1987, something like that for you. That was kind of the 4-year period. That's fine.
Yeah.
So what I'll do, Robert, like I said, that's everything done for you. Once you send the ID over, we'll be able to start the claim. But straight after the call, I'm going to send you this link over for you to give it a quick sign, pal, okay?
Right, no problem, mate.
Perfect. Not a problem, Robert. It's been a pleasure. If you do need me for anything at all, just message me on WhatsApp and I'll give you a call from this number straight away, okay?
Right, not a problem, mate.
Perfect. Not a problem, Robert. It's been a pleasure getting this out for you. Good luck with the case, Robert. Like I say, you will be in touch with me over the next few days anyway. All right, pal.
No problem, mate.
Cheers, Robert. Thank you, pal. All right.